to The Divine Breadcrumb with your hosts, Carol Campos and Deb Sorensen. Carol and Deb have always believed the universe helps people on their path by sending signs, clues, or what they call divine breadcrumbs. A divine breadcrumb can create both small and massive shifts in a person's life. On this podcast, Carol and Deb will speak with authors, healers, entrepreneurs, and other amazing people across the globe to discuss these pivotal moments. So get ready to learn, to love, and to laugh. And remember, the universe always provides if you allow it to. Enjoy the show.
Hey, everyone. This is Carol.
This is Deb. Welcome back to The Divine Breadcrumb.
Today, we have a special guest who hails from the UK, but is currently in Costa Rica. We're very jealous. We are talking with Zoe Davenport. Zoe is an international speaker, visionary leader, and multidimensional channel. She supports people around the world to, as she says, ground in self-love, embody their higher selves, and to bridge the gap between humanity and spiritual ascension. Zoe was born with extrasensory abilities and has extensively studied self-love, quantum physics, and spiritual ascension for the past 10 years. Her mission is to activate the hearts of visionary leaders to step up, jump into the unknown, and reach their unlimited potential through self-love and allowing themselves to be supported and fully received. As someone who has experienced Zoe's gifts firsthand, I can tell you that what she does is unlike anything I've ever experienced. She's also incredibly generous, sharing free videos and loads of content with her community. Today, we'll be talking with Zoe about all that, as well as how best to wrap up 2019, aligning to the 2020 timeline, and much more. So with that, welcome, Zoe.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Carol. Thank you, Deb. And what a pleasure to be here and to everyone listening. Sending you all many blessings.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, we're very excited to have you with us today. Before we get into what you're doing now, can you give us a brief overview of your childhood and how that led to what you do now?
Sure. So I would say I had a pretty good memory of my childhood, but I did kind of like block out quite a lot of traumatic events. And when I went through my awakening, which was over 10 years now, memories started to come back of when I was a child, and all of my connection to spirit in terms of my psychic senses. I used to tell my dad that I was psychic, and I remember my guides and angels. I remember speaking light language. I remember astral traveling. There was lots of things that I had just suppressed until over 10 years ago and I had my awakening. And it was, the childhood part of it, as a lot of starseeds find and light workers, we come into kind of quite often, not everyone, but most of us I've spoken to do seem to have come into quite kind of karmic entangled upbringings.
Yes.
I do remember as a child that I never blamed my parents, and I always knew, oh, they're just working out their shadow. They're just working out their karma. I never had that kind of woe is me mentality. Like I never had that, you know, my mum's not a mum or my dad's not a dad. Like I never had that connection, and I could never understand why so many people had so much like connection to their trauma from their childhood, and I just didn't have it. And I realized it's because I held quite a lot of space. I held quite a lot of energy for my family when I was younger. It's almost like I took on that role of the parental figure in their lives and also my own, because I could, because I was, you know, a six-year-old girl, but I was also the embodiment of my higher self. And so I always felt and knew that there was an unseen magical force that governed my life. And I found that I resisted a lot of the new age teachings and anything to do with spirituality, to be honest with you, because of the way my parents were presenting it to me was from shadow pain and trauma, right? And so they, I would say they were pretty connected, but they were also just really in their stuff. And, you know, I didn't even like Justics. I couldn't even have Justics near me for like, you know, nearly 15 years after my childhood, because it just like brought back so much memory of just, oh, you know. But I always knew I was different. Even in school, like I had a better relationship with the teachers than I did the students. I could never understand the maturity of this, of my peers. And that went straight into what you would call high school. And yeah, it wasn't until my 20s that all of this stuff that I was oppressing was actually like the truth of who I was, you know? And I realized growing up, like into my teenage years and my 20s, I always knew the exact profound thing to say at the right moment to somebody, be it a stranger or somebody that I knew. And I would see these huge shifts that would happen in their life as a result or indirect result of those conversations. And they would never really like equate it to that, but I would see a shift in their energy. And I was always, I could always feel energy really strongly, but my truth that I shared with myself to block everything out because of how psychic I was, now I realize, is that everything is energy, everything is connected. There is a divine law that governs all of us. And that was my truth until my awakening. And then when I had my awakening over 10 years ago, I really was on the floor and there was nowhere else to go in my reality. And I was like, how have I got this so wrong? And I remember looking up to the sky in my friend's living room, the ceiling, and I had everything I owned around me, had no job, no partner, no money, like everything just got basically kicked out of my field. And I just had this message like, now you're ready. I was like, ready for what? It's like, now you're ready to see. Now you're ready to see. And I was like, had shivers. And it then dawned on me, like after that, very quickly, the people came in that were there to activate that awakening. And I realized that I had been receiving these codes 2 years leading up to that moment, little synchronistic events, little numbers here and there. I didn't really pay any attention to it. But then at that moment, it's like it all came into an awareness. And then since then, I've extensively gone into the inner child healing, the mother wound, the father wound, the ancestral clearing, all of the soul work, right? Because we can't step into our greatest expression of source until we do that soul work. And that soul work is really knowing that we don't have to carry that karma with moving forward. We don't have to keep recreating from an old paradigm. And so it's been a really, really, really interesting journey this lifetime, I would say. But definitely the childhood, I really like, for me, I really feel my inner child. I really feel that little girl that was connected. And she teaches me how to use my imagination. She teaches me how to trust. She teaches me how to play. She teaches me how to love unconditionally. And so it's been a really interesting journey.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing a lot of, you know, just personal memories and things that you went through. Because I think, especially when I think about, we all have that child connection. And I think some of the most powerful guided meditations I've ever experience is going back to talk with my inner child. And it's so real. And I think, I mean, it's just so healing. And I don't think people realize, they think, oh, it's just kind of something you make up. But I feel it's, you know, you are really meeting that part of yourself and helping that part of yourself heal and vice versa.
Yeah. And we underestimate the power of that when we really connect him with that little person, right? Because all of us, we have this little being that needs to know it's going to be safe, that needs to know it's going to be loved, that it's going to be looked after. And some of the decisions we make as adults aren't honoring to our inner child. And so when we build that relationship, everything else in our reality can open up for ourselves because we know that we're safe, we're heard, we're felt, we're loved, we're grounded, you know, we're received. And so all of the psychic abilities, our extrasensory connection, our third eye opening, all of that comes from that grounding piece, right?
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Zoe, this question is twofold. many people are new to the concept of star seeds. And I know this is something you've been talking about more and more. So I was wondering if you could kind of explain to our listeners, what is a star seed and what does it mean to connect with our star seed heritage?
For sure. So I used to share a lot about this. And then I took a couple of years where spirit really wanted me to do some groundwork, some soul work on a human level with people. So I really went into like the energetics of self-love, and that's kind of all shifted out now. And now my guides are saying that I need to share more about the more galactic, multidimensional stuff. I'm like, oh, okay. we're really going there then. They're like, yeah, no, this is your purpose. I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm going to explain the word starseed in how I understand it as myself. So a starseed is a collective being of consciousness that has had soul experience in other galaxies, dimensions, and not necessarily just its experience on Earth. And so to assist at this particular timeline, in this particular linear understanding of what reality is, star seeds were called to incarnate into a human body. So their original soul inception is not human. It is of the stars. They are of a different galaxy. Some star seeds connect with the Pleiades or the Lyrans or the Arcturians. And they have come here, we have come here to bridge the gap between how this reality has fallen in density, and we're here literally bringing through light to activate this reality into a higher frequency. So what we're doing is we're moving from 3D to 5D, which was our original intention. So you'll know you're a starseed if you have had any of these experiences. One, you just knew when you were growing up that you didn't belong. You felt like an outsider. You couldn't quite connect. You have also perhaps looked longingly, gazingly up at the stars. You've got a feeling that your family wasn't your home. You maybe convinced yourself that you were adopted. That was one of them. You are waiting for someone to pick you up. You've never felt a true connection to this earth. And you've just had this longing, this sense inside you. So what a starseed does is, and I want to be really, really, really clear about this, Karen, Deb, because this is really important as well. Just as much as we are starseeds, we're also human, right? So we're also chose to incarnate into this human expression, which means we are part of the earth. And the starseed's biggest block for them really to embody their soul purpose is that they just want to do their work and go home, right? And like this, right now, this is home. And so when we can find the gift and joy in the human expression on this planet Earth, guess what? We get to be multidimensional. We get to enjoy this humanness, this connection to the Earth, but also we get our memories back of some of those higher frequencies that we were meaning to come in. And that's for our purpose, our soul purpose, our galactic purpose. And so what's been coming through me more and more, especially since the 11/11 gateway of 2019, is I have an ability within my frequency to connect starseeds to their memories, to their galactic starseed heritage, so that they're not feeling disconnected or shut off or feeling that they are here alone. Because a lot of starseeds will identify as, you know, they identify as being different. I know I did. And they'll identify as being kind of almost like dropped off on Earth and not really knowing what to do. And they sometimes find the human stuff really hard, paying phone bills, you know, having and structure and anything like that. And, you know, I know because it's, you know, I had to go through that. But so there's a balance. We want to honor the human. We want to honor the human expression. We want to honor the physical reality that we're in. But this is not all there is. When we start connecting to that sense of us, like there's so much in our reality that opens up and activates because we start seeing reality for what it is. Illusion is just a hologram, right, of our collective thoughts. None of this is real. That's the beauty of it. Like we hold so much attachment to what we perceived to be real, when really it's just energy. So starseeds, light workers, way showers, grid workers, you know, everyone loves the labels and the names. I had to use the word starseed because that's kind of like the trending name in the light worker community. But really it's just, you know, we're remembering that we're source consciousness and that we came here in this incarnation to really hold a higher vision. Like, new Earth has already been created. The higher frequencies have already been anchored into planet Earth. As we open and activate to our truth, we start to see that, envisage that, and then guess what? We start to experience that in our human reality. Yeah, does that make sense?
It does, and it's fascinating. And of course, you know, bringing more light, it's so needed now, obviously. But I did want to ask you, so as someone who identifies as a starseed, do you recognize that in other people who are also starseeds, or is it you just don't know what experience they're having?
Yeah, I mean, I spot everyone out from the crowd because I see their energy. I see their energy.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not that like there's being, listen, everyone that's having an awakening is pretty much a starseed, right? they're part of the 144,000, which was the number that was needed to help start to shift the frequency on planet Earth. We've exceeded that now, you know, which is amazing. The more that awaken up, the better. Is everyone a starseed? No. Are some people actually, they're really of the Earth, they're really of this human connection? Yes. Are they still multidimensional? Yes. Have they still had experiences in other galaxies? Yes. Because when we take what our soul is and we add it back up to all of the other splitting of our soul, well, we come back all the way to source consciousness. It's just the particular experience that we're having in this awareness at this time. So is everyone a starseed? Yes. Is no one a starseed? Yes. Right? Are some people starseeds? Yes. Are some are not all are people not starseeds? Yes. The answer is there's many different multiple equations and multiplications of the source consciousness that chose to express itself at this time. Starseeds that are really here to bring through that higher quotient of light, you know, their awakenings are going to be pretty damn abrupt because they've probably kept incarnating for quite a few lifetimes and kind of fell asleep, got a bit comfy and sluggish on the couch potato.
Right.
And, you know, spirit's like, this is the life that you need to wake up. And so sometimes it can be pretty drastic. You know, relationships get kicked out of your life. You might lose your job. Your house might blow up. Your car might get stolen. All of this stuff is designed to wake us up, right?
Yeah.
It's quite funny. It's quite laughable when we look at it. Like, the universe is like, this is a feather, okay, this is a brick, okay, this is a tornado, no, okay, this is a hurricane, this is a earthquake, oh, they're still not getting it, okay, how can we make this work?
Oh my god, we totally relate to that. So we're nearing the end of 2019, so what can we do spiritually and energetically to end the year on a good note? And, you know, what kinds of messages maybe are you getting now to help with that?
So the strongest message I've been getting, we're already in the 2020 timeline. What I mean by that is everything that we thought 2019 was gonna be but didn't work out, it's, you know, 2020 is that year, right? A lot of people have written off this year, like, oh, this is awful, that I really struggled, bada bing bada bang. Everyone's in their story, right? They're in a struggle puddle, victimhood. Oh, this has happened to me, not for me. The message I'm getting is like, let's celebrate what 2019 was for us. We really cleared a lot of density. You know, we really cleared out a lot of density, and the things that didn't quite manifest into or come into fruition for us, perfect. Because if that had in this timeline, it wouldn't have been our highest potential, and we wouldn't have taken the time to do inner work. That's what we've been doing in 2019. So now as we move into the 2020 timelines, how can we really align to that? Keep doing the inner work. This is a great time to declutter as much density as you can. I'm talking about getting your sleeves rolled up and going into your homes and really getting rid of stuff, right? This is like a literally physical representation of all the density and all the things that you have. And people hold on to so much. Oh, but I need to keep this card from 20 years ago. You're not who you were 20 years ago.
Right?
You're not. you know, all the photos that we have, if a photo is not bringing you joy, get rid. Get rid. You don't need the memories. It's not who you are. You cannot take, you have, it's like you're getting on an airplane and it's a really tight, constricted airplane where they have big rules around your baggage allowance, right? And all you can take is overhead locker is this tiny little bag. So what do you want to bring with you? You know, and I'm talking about this energetically. Don't start all thinking you have to get rid of your housing, but you know, decluttering your stuff, looking at your stuff, what, you know, what does your wardrobe like look like? If you have clothes lying around that don't make you feel a high vibration, get rid of them, gift them, get to take them to a thrift store or Sally Ann or something. Like start moving the energy through your being. And so as you declutter, you're moving energy. Maybe doing a bit of cardio work, it's going to be moving energy. Connecting to yoga is going to be moving energy. Doing meditation is going to be moving energy. How much can you align to movement as you move into the 2020 timeline? Because things are going to accelerate very fast for you if you start to implement these now. One other thing I'd like to add is it can be really easy for everyone to write off a year when we get into December. Everyone goes a little bit crazy with Christmas, right? Christ Mass, Christed consciousness. So over the holiday festive season, how can you really connect to your Christed consciousness? The connection of you, your divinity, your purpose here on earth. You weren't just here to clean and cook. You were here for so much more. You weren't just here to work and pay bills. You were here for so much more. It's not to give you overinflated sense of grandeur and with your ego, but it's like it's coming into that soul truth and that presence, right? Instead of Christmas presents. So lots of clearing in your home, decluttering, honor your body. What does your body need? Do you need to stuff yourself with all of this food that's not really going to support you over the festive season, but you do it because that's what everyone else does? This is the time to really not do that. This is the time to be clearing your body, eating lighter. Those of you that are in colder climates right now, I appreciate the body's like wants to put on a little bit of winter tub. That's fine. But put on healthy winter tub, lentils, rice, you know, things that are going to really honor the lightness of your being. Most people like kind of fall over into a new year because of the Christmas period. It's sometimes people are festering in festive energy for like a month. Oh, I'll do my meditation later. Oh, I'll do my mindset later. And they get into January and it's like heavy, feeling lethargic, cut off, disconnected. This is the time to expand. So, you know, and I appreciate not everyone's there yet. Everyone wants to have their crumble and cake and ice cream and all that. But, you know, there are other alternatives that you can create that is going to honor your body and still be good for you. So, yeah. This is it.
So you mentioned timelines a few times. Can you tell our listeners what you mean by that? And then how can we all align to the 2020 timeline?
So everyone is going to have a completely different experience to each other because you are living in a multidimensional reality. What I mean by that is everyone is always operating on a slightly different frequency to each other. And then that is manifesting into what you would call a timeline, which is your understanding and awareness of the reality of you, of how you live in. And so sometimes it can then be, it's like if you have a band of music, it's like do, and then you have a ooh, right? So if you're a bit dense, you're going to be on the timeline that goes do. If you're a bit lighter in frequency, you're going to be ooh. Then that sound vibration plays out into a linear experience for you. So the 2020 timeline, to align to that, your individual expression of that, clearing density, raising your frequency, doing things every day to honor your internal needs, to honor your body, to honor your truth. What's been happening this year is I feel that we have been almost jumping timelines. So sometimes you could be, and this is why I don't really do like psychic readings. You're going to see psychic, like, oh, when am I going to meet my partner, right? It's the timing is irrelevant because they're always reading you based on your current frequency. Tomorrow you could do like a 12-hour intensive meditation, completely shift your frequency, and you're operating on a higher timeline because guess what? Your vibration is, right? It's a bit higher. And so the 2020 timeline, the invitation is mass spiritual awakening throughout the planet, like we saw in 2012. This is another huge wave. Many of our grid workers have been waiting for this. And then your individual expression of that, if you were doing the inner work, if you were doing showing up every day to honor yourself and raise your frequency, that's what you can do to continue aligning to that timeline. And definitely with the decluttering and not overindulging over the Christmas period is going to help. And ultimately, it's looking at where you're in alignment with yourself and where you're out of alignment. And that's a real one that we could do in December as well, is reflect on this year. Did I show up for myself? Was I honoring of myself? Was I nourishing of myself? Did I overgive? Was I blocking myself off to receive? Did I go into too much doing with that masculine action? Or was I leaning back into that feminine yin space? So these are the things that we can look at. I love this time of year because it gives me a time to reset everything. I bring everything into zero point. I get my emails down to zero. I get my to-do list down to zero. I clear everything out until I go into that new year fresh and revitalized.
Oh, that sounds great. And it sounds like there's things to really look forward to in 2020. It sounds like the energy is going to be different.
Yeah. As I shared, a lot of things that people thought were going to happen this year will probably come into fruition in the next couple of years for you, if that is serving your highest good, of course.
That's good to know.
You know, I invite us all to not get into the habit, which is quite often this time of year, where we then kind of start future projecting and we forget that we're in this present moment right now at this timeline. We're in 2019. 2020 timelines are aligning for us as we stay present.
I love that. There's just so much. I mean, I'm just listening to you fascinated because I could talk about this stuff all day long. One of the things I was thinking about as you were talking, Zoe, I know our listeners are kind of at all different levels, kind of learning about this kind of thing. And one of the things people ask a lot about is how to connect with their own guides or angels and things like that. Is there any advice you could give to our listeners on how to do this?
Yeah, I mean, one thing that was really powerful for me is start channeling your heart, because all frequency and consciousness comes through your heart. Your heart is a portal to the divine. So start channeling your heart. You can do a simple 10-minute silent breathing meditation. Grab a journal, grab your pen, write, what do I need to know today? Let your heart write.
Yeah, that's a powerful one. And one of the things when you and I talk, which I found so fascinating, because for so many years, I just wanted to be able to get messages, hear them, feel them, or whatever. And I remember you telling me, you know, your soul wants you to be connected to the earth. And I had never heard that before. And I thought that was fascinating because I was looking for this connection kind of in all the wrong places.
Yeah, exactly. We want the glitz and glam of the galactic connection, and we got to do the soul work first.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think so. I wanted people to hear that for anyone who's feeling a little frustrated that, you know, there might be other things you could be doing first where you can still feel connection, but just in a different way, going kind of down the chakras instead of up.
Yeah. And, you know, down, up, inside out, outside in, you know, everyone's process, journey, activation, awakening is different. Everyone gets downloaded with different pieces of information at the perfect time that their being is ready to receive it. You know, some people may spend years having a real strong connection to the angelic frequencies, but never be able to listen to the message of a tree.
Right.
You know, some people may have a huge, profound connection with cats. So they may call themselves a cat empath. What empath is very much a popular term to use in your awakening. But really, it's like we're attuning our system to all of the different waves of energy, the frequencies. And so we may be tuning into the frequency of the trees, then we may be tuning into the frequency of our hearts, then we may be tuning into the frequencies of our higher selves. Eventually, you start to understand all of it. You understand how the universe communicates to you in many different ways. It's not as black and white. Like, I went through a period where my guide would literally tap me on my right shoulder or pull my ear a little bit when they wanted to talk to me. And I was like, oh, hang on a minute. Like, my guides want to tune in. And then I went through waves where I had nothing. It was stillness. It was silent. And I'm walking around going, oh my God, people think I'm this channel and I can't even hear anything. And then I tune into my heart. And my heart's like, yeah, because you're grounding with the earth right now. So listen to the crystals. What are the crystals telling you? What are the trees? And I was like, oh, wow, my whole world opened up.
Right. And I thought the other interesting thing you said to me, which I know will resonate with a lot of people, is don't compare your spiritual journey, your awakening with anybody else's.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone's different. That's, you know, you are a divine expression of Source Creator. So Source is expressing itself in a completely unique signature to you as it is to somebody else. Our basic birthrights of our channeling abilities, connecting with our third eye, our sixth senses, all of that is our birthright. But it comes in different waves and forms. Some people see color straight away. Some people see straight away. Some people hear straight away. Some people feel straight away. Some people feel nothing at all, but they're doing a lot of studying. And then one day it's like, boom, everything opens up at the same time. It's such a personal journey, such a personal journey.
Right, right. And we definitely have to honor that. Well, Zoe, thank you so much for being here once again. The time flew. We say that every time, but it does.
Yes, it definitely flies by. Thank you so much for joining us today, Zoe.
Yeah, you're more than welcome.
Where can people find you?
Where can people find me? Normally hanging out on Facebook. So you can just Google, well, you can Facebook Zoe Davenport. You can also check out the website, which is www.zoedavenport.co.uk. If you go to the site under resources, you can actually download a free 90-minute DNA golden abundance activation. It's just a gift that I give out, which is really powerful, connecting in with your heart and your abundance frequencies.
That sounds great. And we will put all of that information in the show notes as well so people can find it quickly.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thanks so much for having me here today. And just, you know, those of you listening to this, like if this is inspiring to you, I invite you to go back through and write down some notes around, you know, how to take action for December of 2019 to really honor you and your process and your intentions and why you're here and what you want to create for yourself moving into next year, because there's so much beautiful love frequency that's hitting the planet right now. And when you sit in meditation, you can just literally like, I'm connecting to Source Consciousness. I'm connecting to the divine. I'm connecting to my truth, like always connecting in, opening up, connecting in and grounding. And you will start to have profound experiences in your life. I know I have.
Yeah, that's great advice for all of us.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you again. And I think that's a wonderful note to wrap up on. So thank you everyone for listening. As always, you can find us on our website, thedivinebreadcrumb.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. And Zoe, thank you again. It was such a pleasure to finally meet you and hear your story and listen to your wisdom. Thank you so much for sharing.
You're more than welcome. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.